I was in Berkeley and I'd had dinner with a senior guy who was courteous enough to have dinner with me. And then after dinner, I was driving along in Oakland and I got this call in the car from Vint telling me that John had passed away. And it was shocking. And of course, devastating in terms of the plans that were in place for John and ICANN. But John was part of this core group that we had at UCLA where we put the first node on the ARPANET. And one of the most important things about John was that he did not put himself forward as the most important person in the room. He did not vie for attention. So in an environment where it was ordinary and normal for egos to come out, he was not one of the people who was competing in that sense. He wasn't shy about saying what he had on his mind when he had something to say. And he could be forceful when necessary, but he didn't leave everyone else feeling that they were competing or that he was a threat in that sense. So we're talking about young men, graduate students and then in their early part of their careers. Well, he had some other qualities too. He was organized. It wasn't obvious when you looked at him. He had a long beard and long hair, and he was very typically barefoot in a shirt and jeans. But he was actually quite well organized, and his thoughts were always very well organized. And so he had started, I'd started this series that I thought was going to be temporary, called his Request for Comments. And I left the group after a couple of years, and as I left, I turned to John. I said, would you take this over? And he said, sure. And at that point, it was just handing out numbers. So that little seed of handing out numbers turned out to be sort of the first clerical job in the network. And the next time a clerical type job needed to be done, and we had no formal structure, and people said, well, let John do it. He's good at that. And so John took it on willingly. And as that class of activities grew and grew, and then particularly with the domain name system, John became, and I say this in a positive and affectionate way, he became kind of the clerk of the internet. And I don't mean that in a kind of large sense of in some jurisdictions you have an elected office of clerk for the county or something like that. So, and it was a combination of that intellect, where he understood all the technical issues and was a major contributor in those. That plus his personality of not being overbearing, plus his skill at being organized, led very naturally to being the core of the coordinator of internet names and numbers. So that's an unusual sequence that would not necessarily have happened with different people. I think is one of the hallmarks that John brings, and one of the important qualities. The Internet Society has an award named after John Postel, and I've served for a couple of times as chair of that committee, and one of the things that we looked for is not only people who made contribution, but who did it in the same selfless style and enabling of others that was John's hallmark. If we look back at the beginnings of ICANN, there's certainly one name and one name only that is the sort of the founding father of ICANN. That's John Postel. ICANN was founded to carry on the work that he did in an informal way in a research environment, and to do it in a way that is enduring and able to serve the entire community, and to a remarkable extent embody a set of qualities and values that John also brought to the table. He was not just focused on the technical aspects, but also on the inclusiveness and openness of the process. And I think we're very lucky to have an organization that is founded on those principles and carry on John Postel's legacy forever.